This is David Haken with KC Cafe Radio at the Surfa Folk Alliance Conference in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Woo!
I'm here with Elizabeth Lockhart, who is one of the artists showcasing at the Chattanoogan Hotel. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me. This is wonderful. I cannot believe this gypsy wagon. Just when you think all your dreams came true, here they happen, even more dreams.
Yes. And it really helps me get my hour of practice in.
Yes.
On the road. So tell me a little bit about your background in music.
Well, goodness, I started out when I was very, very young, just doing some school solos and just fell in love with music almost immediately and went on to major in opera performance in grad school, vocal major then opera performance later on. And I was hooked into opera because of the multimedia, the multi-genre with the ballet and the music and the costumes and the vocals and all of that. So I loved it. My first professional opera I performed, I decided real quick that I did not want to be the prima donna stuck in my room away from everybody else. And so I kind of quickly realized that that world wasn't for me. And fortunately, I attended the Kerrville Folk Festival during that same time period and immediately just, well, when I saw Susan Werner, especially, she was there that year, and that was it. I knew that was my genre, so.
Great. So, tell us about the spark for the first song that you're going to sing for us.
Well, the first song I will perform, let's see, which one do we want to do? We're going to do Unbroken Horse, and this is a song I wrote, well, pretty recently. It's on my new album, Master Key, and I'm super excited. It is it comes in a group of songs about moving west. I live in Naples, Florida right now, and besides the humidity, I just feel like my home's there. And this song is a love song, and it is about moving west and having that person come find me back in my home stomping grounds.
Yeah.
It's called Unbroken Horse.
Let's hear it.
Thank you. lost me. Can anybody find it? This thing we want, this thing that's real. You are lost to me, but now I finally see I've had you all along. It's a darkness in thread. And can anybody find us? Thank
that
you.
That has a wonderful Western feel to it.
Thank you.
The lyrics and the melody in your vocals.
I'm originally from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, so I got a lot of rancher girl in me.
So tell us about your most recent album and where people can find it.
Well, you can find it on my website, first and foremost, which is ElizabethLockhartMusic.com. It is really just my heart on a platter is what it is. It was co-produced with Chris Rosser. It has beautiful players on it. April Virch, Chris Rosser. I sing an amazing, stunning, chilling duet with Chuck Brodsky. And I'm trying to think, Billy Cardine's on there. Anyway, it's some great players, and it is really almost a mini operetta. Basically just kind of the story of my life mixed in with some traditional ballads, because I really love to do 300, 400 year old songs from England and Scotland and Ireland. And so that's really where I started doing folk music and teaching myself how to play guitar with that traditional music. So it is absolutely a dream come true, and it's called Master Key. The cover art is absolutely stunning as well, so I just couldn't be happier with it. You can find it also CD Baby, Bandcamp, Amazon, you name it.
Great. Well, do another song for us.
Sure. Let's see. I'll do this. This is called Singing in Portuguese. It's not in Portuguese, but it has a Portuguese little part to it, kind of not really a bridge, but just a little added extra descant.
Cool.
And so this is just has kind of a Latin flavor. I live in Naples, Florida, so we have a lot of Brazilians and Colombians, which fortunately I was really, my first 5 years there, I performed in a 5-piece Latin cover band, which was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
So even though this is way more my heart, so I'm feeling like a real person now, finally.
Great.
All right. Singing in Portuguese. Thank you.
Elizabeth Lockhart, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Oh, thank you so much, David. I'm charmed by you and your gypsy wagon. Thanks for having us and for supporting singer-songwriters and folk music.